It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. The management of Iowa's $4.2 billion Medicaid program is getting turned over to four private companies, firms that have troubled pasts. That's according to a new investigative report done by the Des Moines Register's reporter Jason Clayworth, and he's with me this morning. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Clay.
A reminder here, at the beginning of the year, Governor Terry Branstad announced this plan to turn over management of Medicaid to private companies. Now, he did not need approval from the legislature, and it will take effect in January, pending approval from the feds. Now, some patients in the state are concerned private companies are going to put profit ahead of access to patient care. Jason, tell me about these serious charges these firms have faced in the past.
Yes, we took a look at some of the past problems that each of the four firms that will be managing the state's Medicaid come January 1st, what they faced in the past. And what we found was, for each of them, a series of deep problems with either mismanagement or fraud, some of them resulting in hundreds of millions of dollars in fines or settlements being paid.
What kind of response did you get from the companies?
The companies initially were receptive to talking with us, and then once we presented the information that we had gathered, instead of interviews, gave us written responses. Three of the four responded, and one, United Healthcare, declined to respond at all.
And any kind of way to generalize what these different companies were saying in the defense of what happened?
Well, the evidence that we presented, it was information that obviously we had been able to independently verify. And so it wasn't really disputable at this point. And so because it came from places like U.S. Attorney General or U.S. Department of Justice or, you know, individual state attorneys. And so the three didn't refute that the information is accurate. Instead, they said that, generally speaking, that their problems had been taken care of, that's in the past, and that, you know, they are good, solid companies.
Does it give you any indication as to how they might manage something like the state's $4.2 billion Medicaid program?
That's the argument. You know, we've been hearing from Iowans, 560,000 Iowans use Medicaid. And so we've been hearing from a number of our readers and saying that they are concerned that these examples in other states is a window into what's going to happen in Iowa. They're afraid that these companies are going to deny them services or are going to, in some of these cases, not respond quickly or pay bills quickly, and that it will erode their quality of care. That's the concern.
January 1st is when this all gets handed over, pending a waiver approval from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. How can they proceed cautiously? That's kind of the takeaway message from this reporting. How can they proceed cautiously when, as you say, more than 560,000 people are being transferred over at once?
Right, Clay. You know, the absent of completely stopping this process, which is possible, or if the feds don't approve this deal, what some of the sources that we've talked with and what the state says they're going to do is to monitor these companies very, very carefully. There's a whole set of practices that the state plans to follow and try to guarantee that quality of care continues. There are skeptics that will happen, and they point to some of these examples in other states as reason for their concern.
All right, Jason, thank you.
Thank you.